This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Hurry, hurry, I can hardly wait.
This little pig went to market where they buy and sell the stocks. This little pig came home again with a system full of shocks. I don't understand their language, don't know what it's all about. For a bull buys up and a bear sells down and a broker sells you out. And here is a song they sing the whole day long. Oh, the market's not so good today. Your stocks look kinda sick. In fact, they all drop down a point each time the tickers tick. We'll have to have more margin now, there isn't any doubt. So you better dash with a load of cash or we'll have to sell you out.
Super Secret Studio, where we remind you that people who forget their mistakes are bound to repeat them. David Ernest brings you The Health and Wealth Show. Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You will get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or everyone's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest. If you're wondering what mistake I was speaking of, does 1929 ring a bell? Now, let's have a warm round of applause for the man who won't let you make any financial mistakes. It's David Ernest.
And welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. You hear a ticking sound? Oh, hang on. There's a time bomb over here. Let me turn it off.
No, hey, take it. I don't want it, this thing.
Well, I just turned it off. It's okay. It might come back on during the show sometime, but right now it's turned off.
I don't want it to end up like Coyote.
No, like Wile E. Coyote when he's out trying to catch that Roadrunner. I saw something the other day. Somebody put it on Facebook. Said that, you know, a Roadrunner can run 22 miles an hour. And said a coyote can run 43 miles an hour. Said my whole childhood was a lie. Because the coyote is faster than the Roadrunner. But I guess it wouldn't have been as funny to have that Roadrunner chasing the coyote, you know.
But you know, we went out to California. We've been out there a few times. And these friends of us said, well, the Roadrunners come up there and they really do go beep, beep.
Yeah.
They sound like they go beep, beep. I said, well, what are they doing coming up here? They said, well, I guess they're looking for something to eat. It's a bird, and, you know.
You know, they're little ugly. They're ugly. They're little ugly birds. But the one on TV, he's kind of cute, you know. But in real life, I went, we were driving home when we moved back from Spokane, Washington. And we came through this little town, Laughlin, Nevada, I think is the name of it. And first thing, I got out of the vehicle, put my foot on the ground, and this little bird comes running by, and there's some crumbs or something like that. It starts getting them. And I said, that's a Roadrunner. And it took off. I'm like, oh, man, because they're weird looking. Of course, I ain't no prize, but, you know, that I look better than the Roadrunner.
You sure would do.
Oh,
well, you know.
By the way, while I'm thinking about it, let's play this little clip right here from a call we recently received.
Okay.
You make me sick. And what you need to do, sir, is to take a bath, throw them nasty clothes you got away, and shave and cut your hair. You look awful. You look like a damn bum. But I guess that's how you look when you're up there trying to throw the cover, wouldn't it? Thank you.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure, but I think she was talking about me. Because I'm kind of scruffy looking. You know,
I don't know. So. I look pretty ugly sometimes. You know, I can be scruffy too. Yeah, but
at least she didn't call me a communist.
Oh, well, she's called us communists before.
Well, this time. I'm talking about this time.
Oh, this time. Okay. Well, maybe she needs to learn some things about ticking time bombs.
And I think the folks over at the home need to learn to keep them people away from the phone.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to talk, you need to know what you're talking about. But that's okay. You know, we let her talk.
She's one of God's children.
Yes.
One of his special children.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt about it. Speaking of special children, you just never know how crazy some of these people are going to get. Was it you was telling me something happening out in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, you know, because we were talking about it. There was a shooting at a local retailer, and that was two nights ago. And then last night, I'm going to be dating the show here a little bit, but last night there was a shooting here in Wetumpka.
Yeah,
at the Walmart, and there was a fatality. I don't know. People
need
to.
It's crazy stuff. You know, the world is a ticking time bomb. I just don't know if we're going to make it in the long run or not. But I know one thing that's got to make it, Rusty. Yeah. I know one thing that's absolutely got to make it.
Yeah.
And that is, if you retire, not run out of money.
Well, yeah, that's right up there with some important stuff you got to take care of.
Yeah, it's very important. You know, there was a song that I guess you'll end up playing or did play about the ticker of 1929.
Yeah, had that at the beginning of the show a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, that that shows you how sad those people were in 1929, that they wrote a song and sang a song and everybody knew what a ticker was. And of course, if you think about it, that was a sophisticated piece of equipment. That was some technology back there.
Right.
You remember the ticker tape, I guess when Sergeant York came in from World War I, they had all that ticker tape floating around in the air there in New York City. You see all that stuff. To them, ticker tape was a lot, you know, like it's something big.
Well,
they decorated.
They saved all that ticker tape. So what do you want to do with this ticker tape? Throw it out? No, no, Sergeant York might come home. Yeah, yeah, we need to stick it for the parade. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can still see.
That's one of my favorite movies. That's a great movie.
That's one of my favorite movies, too. You know, it was pretty obvious that he had this, you know, ability to do some, what is it, calling a turkey. And the Germans, they thought, well, what's that noise, you know?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, speaking of calling turkeys, I hate to call these people that had got all this money loaded up in the stock market a bunch of turkeys. But seriously, they're going to be gobbling here pretty soon if they hadn't already gobbled by the time this show broadcasts. There's a lot of grumbling and gobbling going on. A lot of tickering and ticker tapes. If there was ticker tape going on, there's a lot of, the stock market's been making a lot of noises lately, and it is groaning and it's moaning because it's sick. I mean, it's going to get worse probably. We don't know what's going to happen. Nobody for sure knows what's going to happen, but there's folks that know a lot more than I know saying that it's going to be bad. And as I said, I went to a convention not too long ago, and there were so many people there, couldn't find a soul that thought the stock market wasn't going to drop by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Even had people who deal with stocks a lot. They're scared to death, Rusty. I could see it in their eyes. They feel like they're holding a ticking time bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what are you going to do? One of them said, well, I'm going to run for the hills. Run for the hills. He said, yeah, I'm going to run for the hills. Why are you going to run for the hills? Because they can't find me in the hills. Oh, where are you from? I'm from Kentucky. I said, okay, run for the hills. You know, they said it in a funny way. You know, everybody's joking. But people get really mad. You want to get somebody mad, lose their money.
Yep.
I mean, you call the mama a bad name or lose the money.
That's bad.
Or both. Oh, that's bad. That's bad. You know, especially in the South. That's the two things you don't do. You don't desecrate their mom, and you don't desecrate their bank account. Because you know what?
You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't talk bad about their mama. You don't lose their money. That's the three things.
No, I tell you, that's the reason why I'm glad I'm an asset preservation, is because I sleep pretty good at night, Rusty.
Well,
I sleep like a baby. Some of these people, they can't sleep, especially lately. I know the nurse, I told one of them just a while back, I said, you know, I'm going to be able to sleep. He said, I hadn't had any sleep in a long time. He said, I've been worried to death. I said, well, what are you doing? He said, well, you know, they tell us to tell everybody to stay in the market. it'll come back. And it's the truth. It will come back usually. But he said, just like I said, you just don't know when it's coming back sometimes. And you really don't know when it's going to leave, but you still don't know when it's going to come back either. And that's really the ticking time bomb right there, is when's it going to really blow up? When's it really going to be when the bomb goes off? You know, we don't know. We just hear it ticking. We hear it ticking. You know, you see these folks on the movies who say, hey, that's a bomb. I hear it ticking. Let's get out of here. You know, call a bomb squad in. You know, we kind of work like bomb squads, Rusty. We diffuse a ticking time bomb from
there. You go.
We've been trained. We have special training on how to diffuse the stock market ticking time bomb. And when we do this, Rusty, mm-hmm. when we do this, it's not just to keep them from exploding and losing all their money, but also to keep them from exploding and losing all their money in taxes. You know, taxes is something that's very important to avoid, because that can actually blow up on you too. You get it? Blow up.
I get it. But I hear something ticking again.
Uh-oh.
Hang on. Let me turn this thing off again.
You better diffuse
it. It came back on. Let me turn it off again. Okay. It's good. We're good.
That's getting scary.
Yeah. I keep an eye on that.
We got bombs.
I keep an eye on that. Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be trained in how to diffuse the bombs that can blow up on you. And there's more than one kind of bomb. You know, they say, well, this is a scatter bomb over here. Oh, this is a nuclear bomb over here. Oh, this kind of bomb just burns you. Oh, it just burns you alive. This is disintegrating bomb or whatever kind of bomb. You know, well, in the financial field, this is a tax bomb just waiting to happen. Oh, this is a stock market drop bomb just waiting to happen. They're all ticking. Oh, you say, can you defuse them? Well, yeah, you can defuse the bombs. You can defuse them several ways. One is you can elect the right president. I mean, really, if you don't have a war, or if you've got control of the war, you don't really have to have so many bombs if you don't have to have a war. Look right at what's going on with poor old Biden and Putin right now. Putin's been Putin in his face.
I mean, I don't
he's
know.
Really that, been giving him the flatulence.
That could have been the other way around from what I've heard.
Yeah, so that's true. Well, maybe he gives him some of those presidential pampers that you talked about.
There you go.
Yeah, well, but he's not pampering him. I know that he didn't pamper him. He gives him something. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that we have a president that's right. Last name should be Putin, and he's talking to another Putin. Look, we make fun of all this stuff, but it is a ticking time bomb. When you got someone who does not know how to govern or to negotiate, you're going to have problems. You know, Biden's not negotiating with Putin very well. I mean, he's going, well, if you go into Ukraine, I'm not going to let you play with our toys no more. All right. I don't care. I got my own toys.
You remember that that other guy that was in, you know, we didn't hear much out of Putin when he was around.
Oh, that's right. Because he said, hey, not only I'm going to not let you play with my toys, but I'm going to take your toys away. And I will hurt you. He's like the bully that would bully the Russians, you know. And they said that he was making deals with the Russians, and it was a lie. That's how deceiving that was. But those are stories we all know. Now we're going, well, why would the news media lie to us like that? Why would the Democrats lie to us? Well, yeah. Why would lie to us like that?
Well, you know, what I have seen, I was listening to the radio yesterday. I was up north, and I was listening just a little bit, and they were talking about all these investigations they're doing into something about some of Donald Trump's business dealings. And all the Democrats have done for the past year, other than try to shore up the president, make him look like he had a clue, they're trying to find something on Donald Trump that they can try to have some sort of criminal case against him so he can't run for president again. That's what they're doing right now. They're not taking care of business. They're not taking care of us.
No.
We're running around. Walmart's shelves are empty, and people are shooting people left and right. I mean, we're getting lawlessness in the country now. And right. It's a bad, bad situation.
It's a crying shame.
Yes.
What they say. It's a shame. Mm-hmm. And they ought to be ashamed. They ought to be ashamed for trying to do these things to us Americans, all of us Americans, mm-hmm. you know, and to give away the farm. I mean, you've heard these folks say, don't give the farm away.
Right.
Yeah, I would like to do that, but don't give the farm away. You know, I'd like to be fair to other people in the world. I would like to share a little bit of what I've got with other people in the world, but don't give the farm away. You know, that's what they're doing. When people come in here and say, well, you know, I need $500,000. I need $1 million. You've been mean to me. Okay, here you go. You know, really, we have leaders that want to literally give away our money.
Right.
The money that we don't even have, really, that we owe. I mean, more money to owe. This whole thing's insane, man. It just doesn't make any sense. So all of these things, though, Rusty, obviously are connected. And it's going to cause a big disconnection, because when the stock market and debt and politics with Putin and Ukraine and China and all these things are interwoven in a worldwide connection, they're all ticking time bombs. We have a ticking time bomb with China. They're liable to go into Taiwan at any time. Mm-hmm. What would the man in charge? Well, he's not really in charge, but the man that's supposed to lead the charge. What we do when we have no one to be a leader to lead the charge? I mean, like he's looking around. Who's going to do something about it? Well, I don't know. We'll do something. We're going to penalize. Really? Yeah. But how are you going to penalize? Well, we're going to take the toys away from him. I'm telling you, we're taking the toys away. Well, China can make as many toys as they want. I mean, just tell you, they can make some toys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, where's most of the toys come from anyway? You thought they came from Santa Claus? Where do you think Santa Claus gets them?
He gets them from China.
That's right.
A little bitty funner looking elf brings them in.
Yeah. So, you know, everything that they're doing doesn't scare China, doesn't scare Russia, doesn't scare anybody. Why? Because there's no clout behind it. There's no bomb behind it, if you want to put it there. Yeah, we got bombs.
Yeah.
They're all diffused, really. I mean, like, well, no, we can't do that. We can't go in there and bomb them. No, we can't,
that. You know, you hadn't heard much about it lately, but China was testing some sort of a supersonic missile that they had. You hadn't heard anything lately. And mm-hmm. these people that hate us around the world, when they get the nuclear weapons, this is going to be, you know, they don't care. They'll blow us up. They don't care if they get blown up, I guess. But you have to think about it, though. Remember, it's not the Chinese people. It's the Chinese government. I know there are Chinese people there, but they're nuts.
I mean, I talked to one not too long ago. I said something about, you know, why did you come to the United States or whatever they were doing? They said, because in China, you can't say what you think. We do have some things going over here in the United States where we do have somewhat of a freedom of speech. And we're exercising that. You know, you and I exercise that every time we do a radio show. We exercise that.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have an audience, and they know that we... Even that poor girl that calls in on the phone, she exercises it.
Although, she wears it out.
She wears it out.
Tears it up.
Yeah, she does. But, you know, we do have these freedoms, but who listens to us? That's the point. You can badmouth what they're doing. You can say this. You shouldn't make the stock market blow up into a big bubble. Do they listen? They said, well, we've got to do that. Why? Well, we have done some bad things. We got to blow it up. Wait a minute. You're going to blow it up. When you blow it up, it'll blow up. You blow up a balloon, it's going to blow up eventually. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get it. But we had no choice but to blow it up to keep it from, you know, deflating. So how long can you continue to blow on this thing? I mean, eventually something's going to give. You know, how long can a ticking time bomb tick before it goes off?
Oh, hang on a minute. The thing's ticking again. Let me shut it off.
Turn here. That thing off.
I'm going to take it outside.
It may be like an alligator swallowed the clock or something.
Just sneaking up on me.
Yeah. So, with all seriousness, we are in a really, really big predicament right now with these ticking time bombs. And it's not just the stock market ticking time bombs. We've got the ticking time bomb of people don't want to work. When is that going to blow up our economy? You know, just think about it. You go to a restaurant, you go to somewhere to try to sit down and get you something to eat, or you want some kind of product sent to you, and they say, well, we've got supply chain problems.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, we don't have anybody that wants to work. Oh, well, what caused that? Well, they've been playing this ticking time bomb thing about blowing up the economy and giving everybody, you know, more money. And so everybody's just kind of waiting to see, you know, when they won't give them anything anymore. You know, but if they keep giving them something, eventually, if they don't stop giving them too much, they're all going to be spoiled.
Right.
Spoiled so much, the economy will blow up, like, because there's no labor. Well, maybe we could go back to one of those sci-fi shows back in the 50s and 60s where people don't have to work anymore and the government just takes care of everybody. And I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, yeah, what do they call it? Universal income. They're doing that. The AOCs are in that area. They're already giving some people some money. I heard they would get money. I didn't even know where it came from.
No, they don't care where it came from.
People would get money and say, hey, where's this money coming from? Well, the government. Oh, okay. Well, I will vote for you. I'll vote for you. I'll just keep on voting for you. I remember when Obama won, somebody said, and I saw it on YouTube or on the news, some woman said, oh, praise the Lord, we won't have to pay our mortgages no more.
Uh-huh.
This really happened.
But do you remember that they brought her back after that? Seriously, they brought her back after that. She said, you know, they really told me that, and I believed that. And she said, but I want you to know that I have had to pay my phone bill. I've had to pay my rent. I've had to pay my car payment. And she was not the only person that said that.
Yeah.
You know, there are people believing that, you know, with Obama in there, we were going to be on easy street.
They had them believing that. And, you know, I've been reading lately that a lot of the races are turning against Biden. I mean, you've got the Spanish folks that are hating him now. Mm-hmm. You've got the Black folks that are hating him now, or not liking him, should I say. Why? Because
white folks hate him.
White folks. Look, he lied to you. He lied to us. He lied. All these things he said he would do, he didn't do. You know, whether, you know, even the stuff that Bernie Sanders is mad at him. Everybody's mad, but, you know, he's trying to get AOC happy. He's trying to get Bernie Sanders happy, but he can't get the rest of his party to go along with, you know, making a bomb blow up the economy.
And this man is the president of the United States. Whether I like it or not, he's the president of the United States. But they had something on the other day, and he said that they were trying to make sure that the schools were safe for the kids to go back. They have sanitized the laboratories, you know, the laboratories where they go to the bathroom. I'm like, okay, now that I'm from Alabama, kind of old redneck boy, but that is a laboratory. I mean, that's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
And then they ask him a question that he'll have to answer, and he gets mad. He gets mad at people.
Oh, well, he's demented. What are you? And of course, you've got the vice president. She's still cackling and smiling big time. When they ask her these questions, I was watching this morning or no, the morning they were asking her questions, and she wouldn't even ask. They said, wait a minute. We didn't ask you that question. We asked you another question. And she just kept on elaborating on the wrong question. They just gave up. This was like CNN and Fox, our Newsmax was broadcasting. Mm-hmm. It was funny. You know, you could say that's a typical politician answer is not the answer, but she was so far off base, Vice President Harris.
Yeah.
On how it was like she's in another world. Are you hearing me, Vice President? She just smiled and, you know, well, let me talk it. Let me tell you this way. And they're going, no, that's not what I ask you.
Just answer the question.
Yeah. They don't want to answer the questions because there's no answers to their questions that would appeal to anyone.
And you made me think of this. We got to take a break here in just a minute. But I have been trying to get Donna, my lovely wife, Donna, to cut the cord here for about a year, turn off the cable, because there's so much that you can get on like the Roku and the Fire Stick and everything. I mean, you don't need cable. Right. Well, we have, I believe ours is DirecTV. And we just found out that in about 2 or 3 months, they're going to drop the One American News, which is probably the most truthful news you get on cable. And she said when they did that, we were going to cut the cable. So I hate that they're dropping them, but mm-hmm. I'm sure that I can find them online or on the Roku or something. But see, that's the thing they do is they get in with these companies like Dish Network or DirecTV, whichever one it is. I'm not sure. Yes. I'm not sure what we got. But and then they force them to drop them. They say they give out bad news. They give out false stuff. And that's not true. So be aware of that if you're one of those subscribers. And we are going to have to take a break. Hold your thought there. You like you had a good one. Like you were going to jump on something.
Well, the light bulb went off, but it's hang on. I can get it back up.
I hear that ticking again. Hang on. I'll take care of that, and we'll be back.
Yeah, you don't think that thing's going to go off, do you?
I sure hope it don't. I just, we'll find out.
Kind of like that problem with Putin and Biden.
I can't get it to quit ticking. We'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show after.
David Ernest will return after this brief pause, here on the Health and Wealth Radio Network. I hope they are okay. At least the hippie dude, he was going to give me a lift to the Waffle House.
David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Make me sick, and what you need to do, sir, is to take a bath, throw them nasty clothes you got away, and shave and cut your hair. You look awful. You look like a damn bum, but I guess that's how you look when you're up there trying to throw the cover, wouldn't it? Thank you.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the man who performed the very first pig-to-human heart transplant.
Hello!
You took the heart out of a pig and put it into a man.
Yes, and the patient is doing fine.
I must say you are very good at what you do.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll tell you someone else who is very good at what he does.
Who might that be?
Asset preservationist David Ernest, man. He is very, very good.
I've heard he's the man to call.
Yes, if you want to make sure retirement is there when you want it, call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I guess he has his fingers on the pulse of everyone's finances.
Yes.
And you say the patient is doing well.
He's doing quite well. Would you care to speak with him?
I'd love to talk with him.
Let me call him for you.
Sweet!
I'm just going to stand over here so the lightning doesn't hit me.
Oh, what lightning?
Uh-oh. Welcome to another installment of There's a Phone in the Twilight Zone.
We have received another call from this lady who does not live here. That's what she told us. And she's giving us up the road again. Let's see what she's got to say this time.
I think that Mo Brooks is awful, and he thinks that the election was some rigged. He's all for that damn shelter down there in Florida, and Trump tried to overthrow the government. Mo Brooks is right there. What kind of people are you? Why don't you have a damn Democrat on there? Can we hear from a Democrat? Are you too damn one way? Y'all make me sick. I wish something would happen to that. I hope he loses, and you can never buy no insurance from you or nothing you got to sell, because that's the way you are. You one way. If you don't want to be that way, I'm a Democrat on there. Let's hear his opinion, but you can't do that, can you? Y'all are too much for Trump. Trump ain't nothing. He's a damn crook, and he beats everybody, and he's a liar and a thief, and he's, you just wait. He needs to go to jail. That's what he needs to be. And Mo Brooks needs to be right there with him trying to overthrow the government. Thank you. And you gonna meet for somebody like them. You make me sick, man.
Okay, she said something a little strange there. Let me play it back for you.
I'm a Democrat on there. Let's hear his opinion, but you can't do that, can you?
Hear from a Democrat? I think we just did. Tune in next time for another edition of
There's a Phone in the Twilight Zone.
You make me sick.
Welcome to part 2 of the Health and Wealth Show. The first part you heard was the first part. Then there was a middle part. Now here is the second part. Is it just me, or is this deja vu all over again? Well, a paycheck is a paycheck. Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You will receive a very prompt and courteous call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or everyone's favorite asset preservationist. Now let's have a round of applause for the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show, and we're okay.
We had to dig out of that.
We did have to dig out a little bit, kind of like when Andy and Helen got caught in the cave on the Andy Griffith Show.
You got to come up with something.
Yeah, but we're okay. That ticking time bomb is done with. And that's the thing, though, whether we realize or not, this whole country is sitting on a ticking time bomb. And right now, that's the stock market. And you got your money in the stock market. Well, good for you if you feel good with that. But if you think you want to try something just a little bit more, I don't know, stable right now in these crazy times. And I'm talking about talking to David Ernest. David uses insurance implements, these programs that he has, and he can take your money, put there, and the thing is, you'll never lose any money. He's had clients for 40 years, and none of them ever lost any money. Now, I'm talking about the principal, what you put in. Never
lost
any.
You don't lose what you made either.
Well, there you go. It's just that simple. But the only way you can get in on this big secret, which is not that big a secret, really, I'll give you the secret numbers, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call those numbers today, leave your name and your number, and you'll get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or the lad himself, David Ernest. He is asset preservationist extraordinaire. That's what I was trying to come up with a French word there. And he can take care of it for you, but you have
senior.
See,
no, that's not right. That's crossed up.
That's a we measure. There you go. There you go. Anyhow, call David Ernest today. That's Ernest Financial LLC, and you'll sleep better tomorrow knowing your money is going to work for you and not for somebody else.
Don't count on me to, be a person who could understand the Spanish or French, every time I think of people talking about they're from France, I think of the Coneheads.
We are from France. Remulac, a small town in France. That was a funny bit. And I thought the movie was funny. A lot of people kind of blew it off, but I thought the movie was extremely funny.
I thought
funny.
It was hilarious.
The funny thing is you've got these people with these big old heads, and they talk funny and they act funny, but they just blend in with everybody else. Everybody, hey, Beldar, how are you? You know, there's just no question. That's the funny part.
It makes a lot of sense, really.
And the kid, and I never was a big Chris Farley fan, but he fell in love with a little girl and she thought he was cute. And that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But and the whole thing about him taking him back to his planet and everything, and mm-hmm. Then coming back to Earth and everything, that was fun.
You know, Dan Aykroyd was in that movie.
Oh yeah.
And you know who the leader of what's the planet? What was Remulac?
Remulac.
You know who the leader was?
I can't think of his name, but
he was his brother.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
You sure it was Brian Doyle Murray?
I think it was. You can go back and look.
I think I know this guy was in it. The guy off SCTV. I can't think of his name.
I'm
going
to Google this.
But okay, he was one of the Great White North brothers. You remember the Great White North? And they would come on and talk. They were in Canada. And said, our topic today is beer. And that's all they were talking about was beer. But he was one of them. He was on that. And, you know, the girl who played Connie on Saturday Night Live was actually in the movie for just a second. Uh-huh. But you know what Beldar did for a living?
What did he do?
He was a driving instructor. He had a school where he taught you how to drive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The High Master was Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas. He was one half of the what do you call it? The Great White North, Bob and Doug McKenzie.
I was thinking that that his brother was in this movie somewhere, but it might have been a different movie. I was thinking
I'd have to look and see. Brian Doyle Murray.
No. I don't know where I saw that. Yeah, it don't matter.
You have just experienced. You ever heard about this?
What's that? You have
just experienced the Mandela effect. The Mandela effect. That's something you remember, and then you see it, and it's not like you remembered it. It's like they had two logos. One said Looney Tunes, T-O-O-N-S, and the other one said Looney Tunes, T-U-N-E-S. Now, which one's correct?
O-O-N-S.
No, it's T-U-N-E-S.
But the one that you see is O-O-N-S.
You got your phone, look it up, because it'll fool you. It's Looney, T-U-N-E-S.
Really?
Yeah, and there's several things like that. The Flintstones, I don't remember, the Flintstones was spelled differently. And one of the biggest ones in the last few years is from Star Wars, where they say, everybody quotes Darth Vader and says, Luke, I am your father. Well, he does not say that. He told Luke, he said, search your feelings. He said, I am your father. And I mean, it's just things that we see
here. It says L-O-O-N-E-Y Tunes characters. L-O-O-N-E-Y Tunes.
How do they spell Tunes?
Oh, Tunes, T-U-N-E-S.
See, that's what people think. It's Tunes, like cartoons.
Oh, I got you.
It's just little subtle things that fool us. And we you know, everybody falls victim to that.
Well, I guess I did. So
it happens. It happens to the best of us.
That's what happens in the stock market.
Exactly.
People.
There you go.
They fall victim to the and people come in here and they'll say, well, you know, I never thought about it not being available if I needed it.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. How old are you? Well, I mean, I just assumed that it was a retirement plan and it was a Listen. Just because it's a retirement plan, just because it's an IRA, just because it's whatever it is, don't mean that it won't give you the backhand.
Yes.
It don't mean that you might have looked at it wrong or right in your mind and it's wrong. What's wrong is wrong and what's right is right. And let me just tell you, you're absolutely correct, Rusty. We make assumptions and... They're wrong. They're so bad wrong, they're bad wrong.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just one or two people. A lot of people make these assumptions on what they've seen and what they've heard. And what, you know, well, you know, Uncle Bob said that you could do this. And, you know, Uncle Bob, he's been around forever. He knows this thing. And Uncle Bob might just be confused.
Yeah.
Or drunk.
I have people come in, they'll say, well, Dave Ramsey told me we need, you know, Dave Ramsey said, let's just put it all in the mutual fund. And mutual funds are safe, right? Depending on what's inside the mutual fund. Uh-huh. Oh, I just thought because they were mutual funds, he meant they're. And he always talks about making 10 to 12% returns. I think he actually uses 12%. I mean, like, I've seen mutual funds make 12%, but not lately, you know, not over long, long periods of time. It has happened, you know, and I'm not saying it wouldn't. But there's a lot of things that have changed since then, like the fees in the mutual funds. People got upset about those and break points and all these things in mutual funds that they talk about now. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's trying to get out of the mutual funds and go into more what they call, you know, the ETFs and bond funds and, you know, index funds. Now, index funds, they don't really have a lot of management stuff going on in them. They index with the S&P 500 or whatever they're indexing to. They might be indexing to some other kind of fund. But so what's happened is these indexed annuities, which are not index funds. Let's just repeat this. Indexed annuities are not index funds in the stock market. Indexed annuities are using the indices differently in that what they're doing is they're taking the interest that you could be paid out of the annuity and gambling it on options and other kind of things, commodities or whatever, inside the stock market. And that's where this high leverage goes. In other words, they say, well, how in the world can 1.5% turn into 16% like some of that did last year, David? It's because when they took that 1.5% and put it in the option that paid them 16%, it was highly leveraged. So why? Okay, so it paid 16%. So can that go away? No, not after it delivers it back to the, as you call it, the principal. It's actually the whole enchilada. It comes back in and then it locks in as being the whole part that's being guaranteed again, that's making interest again. So you've got to understand the differences between when you hear these words, index fund, index annuity, they're not the same animal. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is I had a person one time who was trying to talk to me that was very important from the securities area. And they were confused about that because I heard that word just like you were talking about, tunes spelled T-U-N-E-S or T-O-O-N-E-S. And, uh-huh. And it flows over into misunderstanding of what's really being done, and people get confused that normally know a lot of things. It's not that they're not, it's not that they don't know what's going on in their arena. They don't know what's going on in your arena. So what we know that's going on is that they're holding a bomb, and we're trying to tell them, you know, okay, you can swap it from one hand to the other. You can pass it like a hot potato if you want to, but it's still going to go off somewhere down the road. You can say, oh, we're going to shift it over to bonds. We're going to shift it over to stocks. We're going to do somewhere down the road. If you don't shift it somewhere where it can't go away, where it won't explode when the economy explodes or whatever happens, you just threw a hot potato. Have you ever, you ever played the little hot potato game when you were a kid? Not the one where you throw it, but the one potato, two potato, three potato, or,
yeah,
you know, that kind of thing makes me think of, you know, somebody loses.
Yeah.
Somebody gets out, you know, and somewhere when you keep on playing with this hot potato game or out game, somewhere down the road, if you're in the stock market or if you're in the wrong investment, you're going to get put out because your time comes. It's just like every one of our time comes to leave this earth. I don't care who you are. You could be the president. You could be the The Pope, you could be the best or worst of all of us. You're still going through the portal. I don't care. And I can remember I used to go up to Ruby Falls in Rock City up in Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this thing called the Fat Man Squeeze. And then they had the Eye of the Needle. And the Eye of the Needle was just this big, these two rocks coming together. And they're real pointed. They say, can you get through that? That's the Eye of the Needle. And then they had the Fat Man Squeeze where there was two rocks come real, real close together. Uh-huh. And poor old Fat Man can't get through there. So eventually, you know, and I'm not knocking people that have a little bit of, you know, extra baggage because I got a little myself. But the reason why I tell my wife I've got it is in case I get stranded in the desert. I just, you know, it's just for safety.
Like a camel.
Yeah, sort of like an asset preservationist of the belly.
The ship of the desert. Yeah, that's
it. Yes, yes. You never know. You never know when, you know, somebody may just come around and pick you up and throw you in the desert, you know, or you might get stranded in the desert.
It could happen.
It could happen. Even in Alabama, I guess it could happen. You could be kidnapped by a bunch of wild Indians and taken to the desert. You'd never know.
And you wake up and you're, where in the heck am I? Oh, man, it's them Indians again. They done brought me out here.
You know, but at least I can survive. Yes. So the thing is, you don't know what's going to happen to you. In the end, there's some things we know is going to happen to us. But one of the things, there's this old saying that we used to say a lot, and I don't say it as much, but I'll say it now. The only thing worse than dying is outliving your money. That's a saving.
I've heard you say that. Yeah.
And think about it. Wouldn't it be horrible that you're still alive, you have no income, you have hardly nothing to live for because you can't get the necessities, you can't help anybody, you can't help yourself. You're just living on, you know, borrowed time and fumes. We're all going to have to go, but wouldn't it be nice to go? You still got some dough when you go, and you can leave it to somebody, or even that some people say, they come in and they'll talk to me and they say, well, you know what? Everything sounds good, Dave, but I don't want to leave anything to nobody. Oh, really? Uh-uh. I won't leave nothing. Well, what do you want? Well, when I die, I want the last dollar spent. You know what? I said, this shocks them. I said, well, I can do that. And I can guarantee that you won't run out of money until the day you do die.
When you do die,
they don't add up.
There you go.
How can you guarantee? How can you control the stream of money? And it's a good question. How can you? Because that's a ticking time bomb. If you're pulling it out too fast, it'll run out.
Mm-hmm.
So if the stock market's paying you a certain amount of money, it could run out. It's called guaranteed income, guaranteed annuitization income off some of your pension money. We don't do it immediately. We may do it when you're older. Mm-hmm. But we have all kinds of variations. We have all kinds of different places we put your money. But guess what? When we do it, we go over it with you a lot. We tell you what's going on over and over so you'll see how it's happening. We teach you the method of rebonusing and making more money by rebonusing and all these different things that we do,
mm-hmm.
These different strategies and why we're doing it. And once it ticks, it clicks in your mind. Now you realize the bomb has been diffused. You've just diffused a bomb, David. You've just diffused the bomb of that could have blown up and I had no money. You just showed me how to diffuse the bomb of not outliving my money. You just showed me how to diffuse a bomb that would guarantee or wouldn't guarantee that I could not live for a long time and run out of money. These are the bombs that we like to diffuse because why? People are inside these, their portfolios are in these bombs that can explode at any time. When you got something that can take money away real rapid or you could lose real rapid, massive amounts of money. Let's just talk about this just a minute. We know that in 1929, and of course, it's, well, that ain't 1929. Well, it is the 20s again, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, really, this is what could be the roaring 20s again, okay?
maybe it's 2029 when everything falls out. I don't know, but I don't think we're going that far. But let's just say that it's sort of like those days and ways that there's sins to be repaid, that something roaring happens. The stock market just takes a sucker punch and all the air gets knocked out of it. Or maybe it explodes and the bomb goes off, whatever, however you want to look at it. But you're old or you're older. You're 60, you're 55, you're 70, you're 75, may even be 80. And you say, well, you know, I've always done it this way. It worked out real good. Well, I get it. It worked out in the 80s. We had Ronald Reagan in there. We had Ronald Reagan. Does that tell you something? We didn't have a fool in there. We had Ronald Reagan in there. That helped a lot. The roaring 80s. Yeah, I know. It did roar. But what happened when some other fools got in there? It kind of didn't roar anymore. It kind of meowed. When Clinton got in there after he left, and various other times. But anyway, so it's just bad how we're getting set up potentially for the roar to turn into, you know, a meow. You end up roaring and then you end up with a whimper of money. Yeah. Where does that help you keep your honey when you have no money? She literally or he literally might leave. I'm just kidding. I know they love you. I know they love you. But maybe there's some of them out there that don't really love. You know, I've heard people say, this time I'm marrying for money. Who says they usually? It's usually a woman. And you know what I say to them? I don't blame you.
More power to you.
Yeah, I don't really blame you. But this time, why lose your money? I've had people come in here and they say, if I had to do again, and that's why I'm in here to see you, because it never came back. They told me to come back and it never came back. I lost more money and I never did get it back. And I'm going, well, you were invested in some bad stuff. And it just all kinds of stories. And then, of course, you've had people said they make a lot of money and, you know, they left it in there and it came back. There's all kinds of stories. But when you're older, can you go on a story? When I was a kid, it said, he's telling a story. You know what they really were telling you?
A lie.
A lie.
Your pants are on fire.
Yeah. You know, so are they telling us stories about, well, you know, just keep it and it'll come back? It's not really it's true stories, but it don't always happen. Not like that. It's according to what you're in. Yes, diversification has a lot to do with it. But why would you even want to, if you're older, why would you even want to think that diversification might save you completely? Because we know that the last time the market went down dramatically, it went down 30, 40% real fast. It didn't matter what you were in stocks. It pretty well was everything across the board. We know that in 1999, December of 99, that the market was down pretty much the whole decade, over 10% and more.
Mm-hmm.
We know this. Okay, so let's just say you're down 10% and you're pulling out 5% or 3% to live on. Pretty soon you're down 50, 60, 70%. And then what?
Mm.
You run out of money.
That's not good.
Potentially if you live too long. Because it didn't have enough time to get back. It won't get back because you used it up before it could get back into whack. You know, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. This the way they word this, it's a sneaky thing. Now, I'm the first person to tell you that the stock market over long periods of time will be good for you, especially if you're diversified. I'm also the first person to tell you that you're older and you've built up some money. You better think about what you're doing, because now you're screwing around with losing what you got, and that could cost you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. Lock her in. Sort of like the old cable guy says, get her done. Lock her in.
We need to get
Don't
some.
Let it go away, my friend.
We need to get some hats that says lock her in, and give them away to the masses.
And of course, we could give them something that says lock her up, but I guess I don't know if she's going to run again. I don't know.
You know, they're talking about that. That's going to be a clown show right there.
Well, but then that way we can use the same old hats, I guess.
There you go. Speaking of shows, this one is about to come to an end here in just a second.
We got to lock her down.
We got to lock it down, lock it up, and leave the light on.
Now, hey, did you defuse the bomb?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I'm hearing something ticking again.
Well, I don't know what that is. That could be one of my arteries hardening. I don't know. But we defused that one. Maybe there's another one in here. I don't know. Let me look around. But before we go, we've got to talk about those phone numbers. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Don't forget. You forgot, didn't you? No, I forgot for a second.
You're asking me.
The website.
Oh, yeah.
RetireWithErnest.com. Yeah, you can go over there and find out all kinds of stuff. And also, don't forget, we're on the radio all the time. We're on the TV on the weekends. Just, you know, sometimes Dave is down at the Waffle House. You can find us just about anywhere.
But, I'm using that cup now.
Yeah, that executive cup you got.
Waffle House cup.
Yeah. There you go. But remember,
you know what? We give Waffle House a lot of advertising, but you know, we're going to have to give somebody else some advertising, like Mr. G's coming back to town. Do you know that?
That's right. You told me about that. I'm excited to hear
Mr. G's is coming back with pizza for all on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. We're going to do it again. We're going to do it.
When is that going to happen? Soon?
He said maybe by the 1st of October. September. I mean, February.
I was talking to Joe Biden there. That's a pretty good Joe Biden impression, man. I'm gonna say that.
Well, I got it right. I didn't keep bumbling completely.
Yeah, well, somebody would have waved at him and got him to say something close to right. Yeah, but yeah. So the 1st of September, you think?
No, no. 1st of February.
February. February. Right, not September. So I'm like Joe Biden now. Wait a minute. I'm like, what's her name? Kamala. Anyhow, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call David Ernest today. And hey, we're heading out. How about a little Gap Band as we go out? Guess what we're playing?
What, Roadrunner and Cartoon?
No, the Gap Band.
Oh, the Gap Band.
Yeah, you know which one we're playing. We'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.
You were the girl that changed my world. You were the girl for me. You lit the fuse. I stand the fuse. You were the best for me. But you turned me up.
You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.